News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, schools in the UK, some schools, will offer pronoun badges and stickers to allow trans people to indicate if they want to be referred to a he, she or they. The measure, rolled out by Brighton and Hove City Council, aims to combat misgendering, and it comes after the University of Edinburgh distributed similar badges at its Freshers' Fair last September. Well, joining me to discuss whether this measure should be brought into Ireland is Jack Murphy, the first transgender actor to appear in Fair City. Jack, you're very good morning. Thanks for talking to us. What do you make of what's happening down in Brighton?
I think it's a great idea. I think it should have happened a long time ago. When I was in school, I think that would have helped me a lot and helped a lot of other students as well. I think the fact that it's only happened now is a bit crazy, because I think it's a brilliant idea.
The idea of wearing stickers and badges, there'll be some who suggest that maybe is over-egging the pudding a bit, that all you really need is a kind of a pronoun policy, we'll put it that way, so that someone can come in and say, you know, actually you keep saying him, I actually, you know, I identify as her, and then, yeah. Oh, sorry, no offence intended, we will refer to you as her from here on in. That should be enough.
Sure, yeah. But I think the way things are going as of lately, I think badges would be a lot easier, because if you're meeting someone for the first time, or you're not aware that they're transgender or non-binary, and they have a badge that says he, him, or she, her, or whatever like that, you don't have to ask, or you don't have to make a mistake that could, you know, upset someone. That you could just see the badge and you could see the pronouns, and you could just go from there.
It kind of sounds then like you think this is something maybe that should exist beyond schools, you know, that when you meet people in a workplace or on the street, yeah, that a badge or a sticker would be a great thing to always wear.
Yeah, I think so. Like, especially with someone who is just beginning their transition, they wouldn't have facial hair, or if it was male to female, they wouldn't be presenting so much so as female, you know. And I know it was hard at the beginning, because I was presenting as male, I was identifying as male, but I didn't have a beard yet. So it was people referring to me as she, people calling me by my old name, and it was upsetting, and it was...
Yes, because I was going to ask that, sorry, and this is at the risk of sounding really insensitive. Is it that insulting when you're presenting or identifying as male, if someone were to refer to you as female, and then you just correct them? I'm sure it's insulting if they kind of refuse to accept your correction and they don't buy into the whole concept at all, and they say, no, I refuse to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
But, you know, where they're kind of fundamentally a decent person, they say, oh my God, I'm sorry, yeah, you're Jack and you're him. Is it really that bad that they mistake you in the first place?
Because, I mean, some people don't know how to deal, and they kind of make a big deal about it, and it's just embarrassing. And it's just like, you know, someone might say, oh, God, I'm sorry, I didn't know, I didn't realise, you know, and they make a big deal about it, and you just don't want a big deal. You just want them to say, oh, sorry, okay, that's fine, my mistake.
The proposal at the moment in Brighton is, I think, for him, her, or they on badges, as I understand. Is that enough? I'm struck, you know, that if people are questioning, or they're intersex, or they're somewhere else, you know, on the alphabet, that they might want a different badge. Should we have a whole range of labels?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people should be labelled anyway. But
this is labelling people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is labelling people. But if someone wants to be labelled, that's their choice. If they want have a he, him badge, or they, them badge, if they want that and they feel that it will help with people understanding, you know, this is what I want to identify as, this is me, you know, then it's their choice to have that badge.
Okay, so by all means, introduce the badges, but they're not compulsory, they're just for people who want...
No, no.
They're just for people who want to let people know in advance, this is who I am.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, we'll leave it there. Jack Murphy, who, as I said, the first transgender actor to appear in Fair City. Jack, thanks a million for that. Look, let us know your views on this. I'd love to hear them. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Or as always, you can get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT.